The Banking and Insurance Watchdog, APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, warns that insurers and banks need to prepare themselves for climate-related risks or jeopardise their futures. That stark caution was delivered overnight during a speech to the Centre for Policy Development in Sydney. APRA says the transition to a low-carbon economy is already underway in Australia and moving quickly. Penny Timms reports.
APRA says it has a duty to warn the institutions it regulates, like banks, superannuation funds and insurers, if it identifies a risk that could threaten their stability.
That includes unexpected risks, whether they be cybercrime, technology disruption or climate risk.
Jeff Summerhayes is an executive board member of APRA and he says climate change is already leaving its mark, not just ecologically.
The Sustainable Insurance Forum's view, which APRA shares, is that climate change, and here's the crucial bit, society's response to it, are starting to affect the global economy.
He points to Cyclone Debbie, which devastated parts of North Queensland earlier this year. At the last count, the insurance bill from that event topped out at $1.6 billion.
Should extreme weather events become more frequent and intense, as scientists predict, this type of adverse economic impact will become magnified and more common. Consequently, raising awareness about climate risks and the need for resilience is entirely within APRA's regulatory mandate of promoting financial system stability and in the interest of deposit holders, policy holders and superannuation fund members.
Mr. Summerhayes says APRA has established a climate change financial risk working group, which has started questioning its entities about their preparedness for climate change and its associated risks. And furthermore, he predicts that disclosure will become a major trend in global regulation. And while one of the drivers behind that will be regulatory action, he thinks pressure from investors will be the main player.
Elsewhere in the world, under France's energy transition law, listed companies and institutions are required to disclose their contribution of their investment portfolio to the objectives of the Paris Agreement and France's National Energy Transition Strategy. The UK and Brazilian insurance regulators gather data about market practices on sustainability issues. At APRA, we're planning a survey of regulated entities to gain a better understanding of emerging best practice, as well as an industry-wide review of climate-related disclosures.
He also says that Australia's transition to a low-carbon economy is already underway and moving quickly. ANZ's Loans and Specialised Finance Managing Director, Christina Tonkin, agrees and says understanding climate change-related risks is an important part of that.
ANZ considers that no stone must be left unturned in the pursuit of transitioning Australia and the region to a more sustainable footing. It's the challenge of our time and one that government, business, financiers and communities need to make a top priority.
ANZ's Christina Tonkin ending that report by Penny Timms.